أشهد أن لا الصلاة أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وقال تعالى وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم وقال تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين these three verses in continuation of our discussion on the seven types of people that will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. So these three verses are relating to this topic and relating to one of those seven types of people. May Allah make us of them. It didn't say one man with these seven qualities. It said these seven types of people. In other words, even if we have just one of these qualities, then inshallah, we can look forward to being in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. Now, the hadith which is in both the authentic compilation of a hadith of Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim, muttafaqun alayh, whenever we hear muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon, what does that mean? Agreed upon by both Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim with regards to its authenticity. But in the different riwayat, we find that the order changes. So in other words, the order is not important. And that's why I've actually chosen to speak about, because of something that happened in the week, and I just felt compelled to speak about this quality and the importance of this quality, I've chosen to speak about, in the one riwayah, I think it is number 4 or number 5. Let me just have a look at it. Yes. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَا فِي اللَّهِ اِجَتَمَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ It is number 4. Number 4. The one we did last week was Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just leader. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us just leaders, Ya Rabb. Leaders like Umar Al-Faruq, radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an. And leaders like Nuruddin Al-Zangri, and Salah Ad-Din Al-Ayyubi, and Harun Al-Rashid. You know, these great leaders. And Sultan Abdul Hamid Al-Thani. Allah send us just leaders. Leaders who are successors of the methodology of prophethood and implement the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth based on the teachings of the Holy Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam salawatu rabbi salam alayhi. Al-Imam al-Adil. The second one in terms of the sequence of this riwayah, of this narration, would be شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, a person that has spent their youth in the path of Allah. We still, that's a topic all on its own. All on its own. And number three, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. The importance of us coming to the masjid, of attaching our hearts to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in itself is a topic on its own. So the topic for today we're going to speak about, in terms of the sequence of this narration, we're going to speak about وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ, two Muslims, can be two men, two brothers, or two sisters, that come together for the love and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In actual fact, the word that is used, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّا, the alif here is alif al-ithnain, the alif of duality, showing that two brothers that meet up and they love each other for the sake of Allah. اجتمع علي وتفرق علي. They come together on that love and they part on that love. This will be one of the seven types of people that will be called out when the sun is so close to the earth that people are drowning in their sweat. Allah will call out to this type of person to come and rest in His shade on the day when there is no shade except His shade. So today I want to speak about al-ukhuwatu fillah, brotherhood in Islam, brotherhood and sisterhood. It falls under brotherhood because that is how the Arabic language works. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, sometimes He will just mention the male version of the word, but it will include the females in that meaning of the word. And that pertains to also this entire hadith. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in this case, the hadith, whenever our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَرَجُلٌ وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُ مَعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْسِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, رَجُلٌ is a man. But it indicates a woman as well. In other words, a person. And this is how the language was spoken at the time when the Quran was being revealed. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, as we heard in the verses that I read out at the beginning of this khutbah, that the believers are nothing save one brotherhood, it doesn't just mean brothers. It includes the brotherhood and the sisterhood of the Ummah of Muhammad صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَّلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. So inshallah ta'ala, we are going to go to these verses first, because these are the verses that highlight brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam. The first verse was from Surah Ali Imran, verse number 103, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاقْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and all of you hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the rope of Allah? As in the hadith of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, when the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him, when he was asked about how do we escape from the trials and tribulations in the end times, he said, Kitabullah, the book of Allah. And in that hadith, that lengthy hadith, he said, Huwa hablullahi al-mateen, wa huwa dhikru al-hakim, wa huwa sirat al-mustaqim. At the Quran, and attached to that, of course, is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمْ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوهُ. That which the messenger gives to you, take it. That which he prohibits you from, abstain from it. وَمَن يُتِعِ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهُ. Whoever obeys the messenger, it says if they have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the indestructible rope of Allah, الْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِي سَامَ لَهَا. It can't be broken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to hold on to this rope together as brothers and sisters in Islam. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and be not divided amongst yourselves. It's probably one of the greatest asbab, one of the greatest causes for the situation that we as an ummah find ourselves in today is because of dissension and disunity. That's why reconciliation is so important. أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ السِّيَامِ وَصَلَاتِ وَصَدَقَةِ. The Prophet said to the companions one day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do I not inform you of something that is better in degrees by Allah, in terms of value and reward, than fasting, praying, and giving charity? What can be better than these three? Siyam, I mean the Prophet said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّ لَا مِثْلَ لَا. Fast, because there's nothing like fasting. You know? What can be better than salah? Allahu Akbar. As-salah imadu al-deen. Man aqama faqad aqama al-deen. Wa man taraka faqad hadam al-deen. Salah is the main pillar of this religion, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the tent with the five poles, salah is the middle pole. Salah is the pole that keeps the tent up. Whoever establishes it has established their religion. Whoever leaves it has destroyed the religion. What can be more important than salah? Was-sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. How long do we have? Till Fajr? Allahu Akbar. I mean, if you just look in the Quran and the Sunnah about the virtues of sadaqah, Allahu Akbar. What can be better than fasting? What can be better than praying? What can be better than giving charity? The Prophet is asking them, do I inform you of something that is better than these three things? They all said, Bala ya Rasulullah, indeed inform us, O Messenger of Allah. He said, Islahu dhatil bayn. To reconcile between Muslims. فَإِنَّ فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ. Why? Because to divide between two Muslims is the shaving. The shaving. And we're thinking, shaving? Shaving of the hair? The Prophet said, لَا أَقُولُ تَحْلِقُ الشَّعَرِ. I'm not saying the shaving of the hair. وَلَكِنْ تَحْلِقُ الدِّينِ. But I'm speaking about the destruction of the religion. Through dissension and disunity. So what is the glue that holds us together? It's this ukhuwa, this mahabba, this love, this brotherhood, this sisterhood of Islam. وَأَتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And call to mind when you were enemies of one another. I mean, if you read about the Harbu al-Bu'ath, the wars that took place between Abna'u Qayla, that is what they were called because their ancestor, their mother ancestor, her name was Qayla. They were from Azd. Who am I speaking about? Al-Ansar, the Ansar of Medina. Al-Aus wal-Khazraj, they were called Banu Qayla. Because their ancestor mother from Azd, Qabilat Azd from Yemen, her name was Qayla. And they were slaughtering each other before our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and they made the pledge to him at Aqaba, Al-Ula wa Thaniya, the first and the second pledges, and they called him to come and lead them in faith and in good works in Medina. And what did the Prophet do? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akha bainahum. He made them brothers and sisters of one another. Not only did he bring peace between Al-Aus wal-Khazraj, but he made the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq al-Qurashi, Abu Bakr from Quraysh, and Salman al-Farisi, Salman from Persia, and Suhaib al-Rumi, Suhaib from Rum, from Byzantium, and Sayyidina Bilal, Allahu Akbar, Ibn al-Rabah al-Habashi, Bilal from Abyssinia, Allahu Akbar, wa-akha bainahum, akha bainahum, made them brothers of one another, for the love and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانَا. And see, you became by the favor of Allah. What favor is this? What favor is this? The favor of? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the color of our skin, not the shape of our noses, not the texture of our hair, not from which gau or gam or village or town or country we come from. By the favor of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you became what? Ikhwana. Again, ikhwan literally means brothers, but it includes, of course, sisters. In the next verse, from Surah Al-Anfal, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَلَّفَ. What does أَلَّفَ mean? أَلَّفَ يُؤَلِّفُ تَأْلِيفًا. Beautiful. أَلَّفَ. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally joined our hearts. أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. He joined them. He wrapped them together. وَلَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ. Then he says to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ. And if you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to spend all the money in the world. This is our expensive brotherhood and sisterhood, love for the sake of Allah. This is how expensive it is. How expensive? If you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to spend all the money in the world, you would not have been able to unite their hearts. You would have not have been able to wrap their hearts together. وَلَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِي وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ. But it is Allah who has joined their hearts. So any Muslim who has La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beating in their hearts, by default, they should have love in their hearts for the sake of Allah, for their fellow Muslim. And that means, and I say it a third time, and that means to love for each other what we love for ourselves. And the Prophet even said, لا يؤمن لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You do not believe. None of you believe, truly believe, until you love for your brothers and sisters in Islam what you love for yourself. This is the true meaning of love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Third verse. You want Allah's mercy? I want Allah's mercy. Do you want Allah's mercy? Do you all want Allah's mercy? Do you all want Allah's mercy? Yes. Oh Allah, be merciful with us, Ya Rabb. بك نستجير ومن يجير سواك ارحم ضعيفا يحتمي بحماك. Such a beautiful dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بك نستجير. Ya Allah, we seek refuge in thee. ومن يجير سواك. And who can provide refuge but thee? ارحم ضعيفا. Show mercy to a weak one. يحتمي بحماك. Who is seeking no one's protection but your protection, Ya Allah. Allah, if we've ever been in need of Allah's mercy, it is now. How are we going to get Allah's mercy? قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز سورة الحجرات. سورة الحجرات. Verse number 10. Easy to remember. إنما المؤمنون إخوة. إنما, what is that? أدات الحصر وقصر. After إنما, it literally means without any exception. No exception. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are nothing, in other words. The believers are zift, zilch. They are nothing. Except what? Except one brotherhood. Including one sisterhood. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So reconcile between your brothers. Reconcile between your sisters. Meaning we have a duty as Muslims to make sure that every Muslim is on the best terms with another Muslim. Have to be taking care. Oh, what's happened to so-and-so and so-and-so? Are they not talking to each other? Are they angry with one another? Come, let's get together. What can we do to sort out this problem? That's how we're supposed to think. المؤمن المؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص يشده بعض بعضا. The one believer to the other believer is like a supported structure. Like a brick wall. Like a brick wall. The one brick supports the other brick. And you know what's the mortar? You know what's the cement? The dagger. That binds that wall together. It's this mahabba. It's this love that we are supposed to have for each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yashudduhu ba'du. Because without it, the bricks are going to fall out and the wall is going to come tumbling down. And that, to a degree, is what has happened. To a degree. Not totally, alhamdulillah. Al-khayru fi ummati ila qiyam as-sa'ah. There is goodness in my ummah until the last hour, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you really experience that when you go on hajj, when you literally see Muslims min kulli fajjin amiq, from every path, from every distant ravine and valley, and you say, alhamdulillah, ha'ula ikhwani. These are my brothers and sisters in Islam. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. Wa kafa biha min ni'mah. Oh, praise and thanks due solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. Doesn't it feel good to be a Muslim? Doesn't it feel great to be a Muslim? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You know, whenever somebody comes to me as a facilitator, to facilitate them taking the Kalima Shahada, I afterwards say to them in an Italian accent, I say, welcome to the family. You know, because this is one family. Brothers and sisters of one another. Allahu Akbar. And who has joined our hearts? Who has united our hearts? None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum. The believers are nothing save one brotherhood, one sisterhood. So reconcile between your brothers. Reconcile between your sisters. Wattaqullah. And fear Allah in that. Allah is watching you. Allah is telling us. And I speak to myself first. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And indeed Allah has made some of you a trial for some of you. That's all the time. Allah hasn't made all of us a trial for all of us some of the time. But He's made some of us a trial for some of us all of the time. For enige man of enige vrou. Or parents about their children. Or children about their parents. Or neighbors about each other. Or employers and employees. Allah is testing us with each other. Some of us, with some of us, all of the time. Atasbirun, won't you persevere? Especially when it comes to us as an ummah, as the family, eh? One ummah. Won't you persevere with one another? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And your Lord is ever watching. Allah sees how we are treating one another. Allah sees how we are speaking to one another. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So fear Allah in that. Fear Allah and be mindful of Allah in how you are nurturing and caring for this ukhuwa, for this brotherhood and sisterhood, for this mahabba, for this love for the sake of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. In order that you might receive Allah's mercy. Want Allah's mercy? That's what Allah is telling us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you want to receive Allah's mercy, then be merciful with each other. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. The person who doesn't show mercy, mercy will not be shown to them. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. Those that show mercy to one another, the most merciful will show mercy to them. اِرْحَمُ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Show mercy to those on the earth. يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The one in the heavens will show mercy to you. But especially when it comes, it is ammatan, generally, with human beings, people that are not fighting us in our religion or driving us out of our homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to act kindly and justly to them. But as an ummah, there are special rights that we have over each other. Let us look at some of those rights. So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, in this hadith, is also muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon by both Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim. La tahasadu wa la tanajashu wa la tabaghadu wa la tadabaru wa la yabi' ba'dukum ala bay'i ba'd wa kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Al-Muslimu akhul muslim la yadhlimuhu wa la yakhdhuluhu wa la yahqiruhu. At-taqwa ha huna. وَيُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ 1, 2, 3, like that. I'll explain now, inshallah. نعم. بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ الله أكبر. الله أكبر. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. Our beloved Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not envy one another. Al-hasadu ya'kul al-hasad. I'm going to need one khutbah for each of these things. Allahu Akbar. So let me just go through the hadith. Do not envy one another. Do not inflate prices in overbidding for one another. Do not hate one another. Do not turn away from one another. Do not undercut one another in trade. But rather be, O servants of Allah, brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not oppress him, nor does he fail him, in other words, betray him or abandon him. Abandon is the correct word here. He does not abandon him or betray him, nor does he look down upon him. Piety is here, and he pointed to his chest 3 times. It is enough evil for a person. حَسْبُ مْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ. In other words, it's enough to make a person evil. It's enough to make a person evil. What? Dovel? Gambling? Sape? Intoxicants? Fornication? What did the Prophet say? He said, it's enough to make a person evil to despise another Muslim. All of a Muslim is inviolable to another Muslim. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. So it's haram for us to eat pork, carrion, drink blood, consume alcohol, etc., etc. So it is also inviolable for us to harm our fellow Muslim, whether it's regard to their blood, their money, or their honor. Allahu Akbar. You know how the Prophet described what a Muslim is? I mean, if you were to be asked, describe what is a Muslim. Okay, a Muslim is somebody who believes in Allah, in the oneness of Allah, believes in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What else? They make salah, and they pay zakah, and they fast, and they go on hajj, and they believe in Allah and his angels. And see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sums it all up. He says, of course, that's by default. That's by default, what I just said now. That's by default. And whatever is added to that is by default. مَا عُلِمَ مِنَ الدِّينِ بِالضُّرُورَةِ, as the ulama say. That which is known by default of being a Muslim. But look how the Prophet sums it up. He says, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. The Muslim is the one whom the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we need to understand the value of brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam. The day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and that's why we are asking again, oh Allah, make us of this type number 4. Eh? We said number 4? Type number 4. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ. Two Muslims come together. They love each other for the sake of Allah, and they part on that love. The Prophet used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا قَالَ, he said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُخْبِرُ. If one of you feel love in your heart for the sake of Allah, if you feel love in your heart for your brother, inform him. Sahaba used to say to one another, يَا أَخِي إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. Oh my brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. And then the other Sahabi would say back, أَحَبَّكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي مِنْ أَجْلِي. May Allah love you for loving me for his sake. That's how they would speak to each other. All the time. يَا أَخِي إِنْ يُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. I love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah love you for loving me for his sake. And on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, what did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Allah will call out, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are those who have loved each other for my sake? الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ تَحْتَ ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. On this day, I will put them in my shade on the day when there is no shade except my shade. It is said that there was a man that was on his way to visit a brother of his in Islam. A man visited a brother of his in another village, and Allah positioned an angel on his path. When the man came upon the angel asked, and this is in Sahih Muslim, it's authentic hadith. When the man came upon the angel asked, "Where are you headed?" The man replied, "I'm going to visit a brother of mine in this village." The angel asked, "Do you have any favor over him that you wish to collect?" The man said, "No, except that I love him for the sake of Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic." Then the angel said, "I am a messenger of Allah to you to inform you that Allah has loved you as you have loved your brother for his sake." So simple, so easy, so beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true brothers and sisters. Please, as you will notice right throughout the lecture today, I said brother to brother, sister to sister. You mustn't now go there to KC and walk up to all the titis. MashaAllah, mooi toegestiek. Oh, my sister, I love you for the sake of Allah. Kanala. Ek het nie so gesê nie. Brother to brother, sister to sister. Obviously, when it comes to, generally speaking, we love all our brothers and all our sisters for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to etiquette, adab, and akhlaq, and in terms of the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us in terms of modesty, and that is something that we say to each other, brother to brother and sister to sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in the haqq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return us back to those glory days. When I say that, and it's possible, it's possible. What did Sayyidina Umar say to Abu Ubaidah in front of Jerusalem, in front of Bayt al-Maqdis, in front of Masjid al-Aqsa, fil ard al-Muqaddasa, in the Holy Land, what we know as the historical land of Palestine? What did he say to him? He said to him, "Ya Abu Ubaidah, nahnu qawmun a'azzan Allahu bil-Islam." Oh Abu Ubaidah, we are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. Not with oil, not with being Turk, not with being Arab, not with being black, not with being white, Malay, Indian, Cockney, Surti, Kanamaya, what nog? Memon, Kanamaya, Kalvadia, Apla Mansa, Apla Wala, Onsa Mensa. Now Allah has made us great with Islam. And every time we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. Ya Allah, remove this humiliation from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite us as one ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us truly love each other for your sake and your sake alone, Ya Allah. And gather us in under your shade on the day when there is no shade except your shade, Ya Rabbul Alameen wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a reminder, Masjid al-Sunni monthly Qiyamul Layl program, Saturday the 6th of July, 2024. The time will be 10:30, and the guest reciter will be Sheikh Haroon Mwas. MashaAllah, this is a real treat. This is a real treat, MashaAllah. He's one of the sons. Sheikh Ibrahim is the one son, Sheikh Ibrahim Mwas, MashaAllah. A great Ali, MashaAllah, and Sheikh Haroon, MashaAllah, a great reciter. The two sons of Sheikh Hanif, the late Sheikh Hanif Mwas. May Allah grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. And then please make dua for Brother Adil Adams, who will be going for surgery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa min kulli da, and that's for all our sick, and Jannah for all our deceased. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من المسلم؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويدي أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية اللهم عليك بهم اللهم انصرنا عليهم اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم
وارزقنا صلاة فيه وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله وأدام دامة السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps from the outside in, and صلوا صلاة المودع. and let us pray our صلاة as if it's our last صلاة. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نتوب رحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، من عذابك نستجير، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس، اشف أنت شافي، لا شفاء إلا شفاك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أخانا عادل من كل داء برحمتك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، موتى المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أمورنا كلها. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين، وفي كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.